Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
During the height of the litigation involving Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama, people wondered, where is the governor? Why has he not made any statements on this issue? Why has he not come to the defense of the Chief Justice? He didn't come against him. He didn't come out for him. He just was completely silent. Well, we know that he was battling his own particular issues, and now he has resigned as governor of Alabama because of an alleged affair with someone else there in the government, and he tried to cover it up, apparently, by using law enforcement people or using threats to use law enforcement to arrest people that ultimately would bring to light this issue. It's an astonishing development for the governor of Alabama. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Now, one of the interesting things that came out of this is that when President Trump, then-candidate Trump, was running for office, Bentley came out and said, I can no longer support this person as the GOP nominee because of his comments regarding women.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this is a guy
Let's not go there.
who had an affair and was having an affair with a person in office, there in his staff, and ultimately tried to cover it up by using threats to arrest people to cover it up. Now, there's other improprieties that were going on as well that were allegations against him. Now, Matt, he has actually agreed to accept penalty for misdemeanor charges, and he has resigned from office in disgrace over this issue.
Yeah, he's resigned and pled out to criminal charges, misdemeanor charges for this. And it's quite a scandal, but it certainly does explain why the silence during the Justice Moore controversy?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, in addition to what was going on there, it's a sad situation to see that unfolded, and certainly sad for himself and the people that he affected, particularly his wife,
yeah.
Who's going through, you know, obviously some difficult times. They were married for quite some time.
Yes. You know, and it just shows you your sin's going to come out sooner or later, especially someone in that kind of position. You know, everyone needs to be held accountable. And it's just, yeah, it's just, like you said, it's had a horrendous effect on his staff, on his family, and it's just a representation of the corruptness that's going on in the political scene there in Alabama.
Yeah, and
speaking of corruptness,
yeah, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, there is an article that came out in Philanthropy Roundtable, and it's called Some People Love to Call Names. Well, it was the Southern Poverty Law Center that obviously made the allegation against the Chief Justice that ultimately resulted in his charge by the Judicial Inquiry Commission there. This article that just recently came out was very interesting because it talks about how the Southern Poverty Law Center started off with its issues focused on the civil rights movement and then moved to the homosexual agenda and then list all these different organizations, I think 900 and some, 900 plus organizations and people as hate groups or haters. And some of these you would be very surprised about. You remember when the election was going on, they actually listed temporarily even Dr. Ben Carson as one of their haters.
Yeah.
They got so much pushback because it was such a national issue that they temporarily put him there and then they pulled him back. But here's some of the others that apparently they have listed according to this article. They have former Cincinnati mayor and Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, think tank president Frank Gaffney, Cliff Kincaid of the press watchdog Accuracy and Media,
Jerry Boykin,
former Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, WorldNet Daily journalist Joseph Farah, Rafael Cruz, a Cuban immigrant and father of U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, Dinesh D'Souza, Mark Kevorkian, former Senator and Governor George Allen, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, former Congressman
U.S.
Tom
Attorney
Tancredo.
General.
Yeah, former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul. These are all people that are mentioned in this article. I haven't gone through to verify all of those, but they do have lots of them. And, of course, they have Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, and they have groups like Liberty Counsel, mainstream Christian organizations like Liberty Counsel, Family
Ministries,
Research Council, yeah. The American Family Association, listed right alongside. And here's what they do. It's guilt by false association, listed right alongside violent white nationalist groups and you know, Nazi groups and Aryan Brotherhood organizations that engage in violence. They don't differentiate.
Yeah, they call them extremist.
Yeah.
They call all these that I just mentioned, their label that they put on them are extremist. Now, these people, they may disagree with the SPLC, and they certainly do, but they're by no means extremist.
Right, but they have the leader of the SPLC.
They're mainstream,
he's
frankly.
On tape. There's a video of him with this quote saying, "Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate groups and so on. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them."
Isn't that amazing? That's startling. And this is Mark Potok.
And they're calling
"Sometimes
us hate
the
groups.
Press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. But what our real intent is, I want to make it very plain, our intent is to destroy them, to completely destroy these groups. Well, these include D. James Kennedy's Coral Ridge Ministries,
right.
Family Research Council, Liberty Council.
Yeah, we see that firsthand. We've seen it with the case with Chief Justice Roy Moore. I mean, they've been out to destroy him as well. That's what we've been fighting against with him.
The common thread with all these individuals and organizations that you've been naming, Matt, is that they oppose the Southern Poverty Law Center's radical ideology on the marriage redefinition and on sexual anarchy and pushing the radical LGBT agenda. The common thread, frankly, is that these are all pro-marriage organizations, pro-family organizations that defend God's natural design for human sexuality and marriage. So this is an ad hominem attack. It's really a Stalinist attack to discredit people with whom you disagree by calling them hate groups, by calling them haters. And you mentioned Mark Potok. You know, I have challenged Mark Potok on multiple occasions to debate these issues, to talk about, you know, the criterion that they supposedly use to classify these organizations and individuals as haters. He's run scared every single time.
And you know that
time.
They actually say wow. that they're not, that these organizations, they're not saying that they engage in violence. But they're classifying them right alongside organizations that engage in violence.
But he's making a violent statement.
And he's making a violent statement that their intent is to destroy them. It's stunning. Now, according to this Philanthropy Roundtable article, it also talks about how in 2015, the SPLC collected $50 million in contributions and foundation grants, in addition to its $334 million holdings of cash and securities in its headquarters worth $34 million. I'm reading from the article here. And it says here, and I'm quoting, quote, "They've never spent more than 31% of the money they were bringing in on programs, and sometimes they spent as little as 18%. Most nonprofits spend about 75% on programs," noted Jim Tharp, managing editor of the SPLC's hometown newspaper, the Montgomery Advertiser, in a talk at Harvard's Nieman Foundation for Journalism. What's astounding is that people listen to this organization.
And they give lots of money.
They get lots of money.
Well, they're a fundraising behemoth, yeah.
Yeah, and they, you know, we disagree with the SPLC. That's no secret. They disagree with us. That's no secret. But we don't label the SPLC as a hate organization or a hate group or anybody that works with them. And nor do we label other people that disagree with us. We have disagreements. We can be civil in our disagreements. We're not going to necessarily change our position by any means. But it doesn't mean that the person is a hater. It doesn't mean that you're a hate group. To label them that way is dangerous, and they know that because they labeled FRC as a hate group. And Floyd Corkins went to the SPLC's website, found that FRC was labeled as a hate group, and went to Washington, D.C. intent on committing mass murder. He's now spending time in jail. This organization needs to stop this reckless labeling and engage in dialogue that's civil. This article was a very interesting one coming out in Philanthropy Roundtable. Liberty Counsel is going to continue to stand. We're not going to demonize. We're not going to label people as haters or hate groups, but we will continue to stand for the truth, and we thank you for standing with us. Stand with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for the ministry and all of the people associated with it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.